And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. The babies just keep coming. It's just quite something, whether it's a Brown's Mead baby or a Nova Scotia baby or an Astoria baby. And whatever your form of creativity is, whether it's in the flesh or in any other way, you're in the right place because it is time for Arts Live and Local here at Coast Community Radio. And this is Carol, your host. First, I want to wish you all a good autumn and a Shana Tova Umetuka Bishalom, a good and sweet new year in peace. Of course, that would be the Jewish New Year, but you don't have to be Jewish to like rye bread or to celebrate every chance we get, right? Celebrations are wonderful. Well, I've got a very full show, but I want to start out with a piece to celebrate and honor a man who lived here and played music for I don't even know how long. Many of you know him. By name or not, he also had a PhD in something, but we knew him as a musician. He was a great supporter of KMUN, and that'd be Chuck Wilder, who passed just recently, last week. And thanks to Dave Drury for giving me someone whom Chuck appreciated. So here's a piano, another piano player, Tommy Flanagan. And a shout out to Chuck. Well, that's Lewis Nash on drums and Peter Washington on bass and Tommy Flanagan on piano. And again, we're sending that one out to say goodbye to a good friend of this town and this station, Chuck Wilder. So thanks, Chuck. And thanks, Dave, and the Bridgewater Bistro that brings us music, those guys, music, Basin Street West. What a town we live in. So fortunate. Well, one of my guests is, you can hear her chuckling in the background because she's part of this whole thing, even though she does not live in this town, do you now?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Close.
Well, sort of. That's true, yes. My guest is Diane Marshall. And are you president of the Water Music Festival these days, or?
I was a few years ago. Okay. Now I'm simply the chair of this upcoming festival. We have three other events during the year, and other people are chair of those.
Simply, I don't think that word works for this festival. You're not simply, when you're dealing with this festival, there's nothing simple about it, right? We're talking about the Water Music Festival, which is this fabulous festival that has spun off a whole bunch of other things, but the Water Music Festival has been going for...
This is the 31st year and going strong, so I guess we're doing something right.
Absolutely. Well, you are, and we know that also because you brought us some fantastic music, including... well, why don't we talk about that right now? It's coming up, not this weekend, but October 9th and 10th.
Mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And there are three concerts. However, tell them about the third concert.
About the third concert?
The one that's...
Yeah,
the one that's sold out. Sorry,
we'll
folks.
Talk about that first. The Saturday evening, October 10th concert is at Ledbetter Farms up at the other end of the peninsula. And unfortunately for would-be ticket buyers, it is sold out.
Right.
Not because the artist is way better than any of our other artists, but Ledbetter is quite a draw.
And, that's what I hear.
we are having Ashu, a classical saxophonist that's incomparable. He is absolutely fantastic, and we're pleased to bring him back. He's been one of our most popular artists ever.
Was that the first time he was here when it was over at the Oysterville Church?
It was at Oysterville Church, and ooh. I thought, you know, we had the upright piano for his accompanist, and right. I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to have him at Ledbetter with a grand piano? And
oh my gosh.
For people that do have tickets to that, though, yes. Let me just make one quick statement,
please.
And that is, it won't be quite the level of appetizers that it has been the past 2 years, so people should plan on
dinner
a late
first.
Lunch or an early dinner. There will be some light appetizer offerings and beverages and a no-host bar, so they need to be aware of that.
So I wanted to start with that so you won't leave with that in your minds, because that one's sold out. But listen up. Next year, get in on this early, the Water Music Festival. So Diane Marshall is here to tell us what is available. There are two very exciting concerts. Mm-hmm. And again, that's Friday, October 9th at 7 p.m., and that's going to be at the Inn at Harbor Village in Ilwaco.
Yes, right downtown, if you want to call
downtown.
It downtown.
On the Rocks. Tell us about that.
On the Rocks is an a cappella men's group from the University of Oregon. I saw them several years ago on the nationally televised program, The Sing-Off. Maybe many of our listeners saw that. It's a program like American Idol or The Voice, but it's all for a cappella groups of any size. Pentatonix is a group that people know that went on to great fame when they won that Sing-Off.
Was this a national Sing-Off or an Oregon?
No, it's on NBC with famous judges, just
and,
like
and
American Idol.
And they were
Idol
from
the Voice.
University of Oregon, and there
and
they were.
And so I've tuned, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago they were on, and I thought, wow, I wonder if we could ever bring them to the peninsula.
Wow.
Would they be too expensive? And, you know, and they're so good, and it's not simply standing there and singing. It's choreography and everything.
Oh, wow.
Very
lovely.
Entertaining, and so...
I saw their picture. They're all wacko all over the place.
They're
very full of energy and
passion. So I contacted their contact person, and sure enough, they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I especially wanted them, you know, usually we have classical and some jazz at our festival, but I wanted them because we have a strong, strong music program in the schools there, especially a show choir and a jazz band. And they will do the educational outreach that morning before their concert that evening.
Wonderful.
And we are proud as a Water Music Society to financially support music in the schools to allow the kids to have some educational and competitive opportunities elsewhere. And they've been able to do some great things because of our help. And so bringing this group will be exciting for them.
And so inspiring for kids out here where we are, whether on the peninsula or here in Israel, to have professionals come out, or professional quality, and the it becomes accessible to the young people, to the kids, students.
Yeah. So this is a family thing. Yeah. It's not simply for older adults or anything like that. You know, bring school children who are loving music and would like to talk to them about getting involved in something and how they did it and be entertained by a great, great concert.
Wonderful. And I understand, so it's for all ages, basically. We adults will definitely have a blast,
too. Oh, yeah, you'll want to dance in the aisles, I think.
Sounds good to me.
I know you would, Carol.
Yes, exactly. And then that's Friday evening, the 9th, and there still are tickets.
There are, and we would advise, because they do go fast, it's not a huge venue. It's a beautiful, beautiful venue. And it will be set up nicely. But we advise people to go online to watermusicfestival.com to get tickets. There might still be some available at the door, but you don't want to risk it if you really want to hear that concert.
Absolutely. It's well worth getting your tickets in hand. Or we'll call, whatever it is, but have them be yours with your name on it. And then the next day, Saturday at noon, that's the 10th, is Paul Galbraith. And actually, I think I would like to put on a little bit of his music, and then Diane will tell us about him. You're listening to Mozart. Listening to Paul Galbraith, and he will be right here at the Oysterville Church. Is that where? Oh, now talk about a small place, though. That is my favorite. I love the Oysterville Church, but it is small. So that is going to be October 10th at noon. Diane Marshall is here with me from the Water Music Festival. Who is this man? Where did you find him? And what is he playing? It sounds like there are at least two people.
I have heard of him for years. And he's world-renowned. I mean, he's one of the best in the world. Andres Segovia hailed him as magnificent, brilliant, yada, yada. He plays an 8-string guitar, Brahms guitar, which he helped develop.
Oh.
So it's a little bit different instrument than the normal guitar. And what he found was that holding the guitar in the traditional way kind of muffled the sound, in his opinion. And so he started, I think, sitting cross-legged with it or something. Well, much to the consternation of some of his, some of his
classical buddies.
Classical buddies, you got it. So anyway, now he plays it more like you would a cello.
Yeah, I see. There's a
there's an end
stem
pin
on it, yes.
And he developed a resonance box to put that end pin in. It's not, it's not electric or anything like that, but that's what gives it that magnificent sound.
Very rich. It also sounds
as
though
he's mind-boggling.
I asked you twice, is that just one guitarist? That's just one. So eight strings. You know, it's funny because we have the tenor guitar gathering here. That's four strings.
Yes.
So we could have two tenor guitars play with Paul Galbraith. You know, that would be kind of an interest.
That would be very
So where is he from?
He is living in Switzerland, and we are the very first stop on his national tour.
Wow.
Oysterville, Washington.
Congratulations.
And, you know, that seems like a very tiny venue, but it's about the same size as our other two venues with that side room.
Okay.
It's just such a quaint, historic,
very
wonderful.
Sweet. Yeah.
And if the weather prevails, we'll have some cookies on the lawn and on a table.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, folks, you want to come hear this fellow because he is absolutely phenomenal.
And
he comes to us from another country.
Is he Swiss or is he American to begin with? Do you know?
No, he's from someplace else.
He's European, but lives in Switzerland. Okay. Yeah.
But he's excited to play an intimate, smaller venue. You know, he's played the greatest concert halls in the world. And
Diane,
we're very fortunate.
How do you do this? What do you use to lure these people in? Of course, we do live in a beautiful part of the world. But
and people realize that when they come here, they don't want to leave. This is one of their favorite places to perform, you know. But it's magic, Carol.
Yeah, it is.
You know their agents. I go to the booking conference every few years, the Northwest, and you meet agents, and you're on everybody's email list, or you've heard of somebody, and you want to see if you can get them. And so you negotiate a little bit, and the magic happens.
It's certainly happening again this year. This is the Water Music Festival 2015, the 31st, you said? 31st season?
31st year. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I think we all started, we were, I think, a year ahead, but very close. That was a good time in the early, middle 80s for the music world. So this is happening. The On the Rocks is Friday the 9th at 7 p.m. at Inn at Harbor Village in Ilwaco. And Paul Galbraith, whom you just heard, and perhaps we'll hear a little more of his, classical and Spanish guitar, and now this 8-string Brahms guitar. I can't wait to see it, too.
The people that want to come can read more about each of these artists on watermusicfestival.com.
Okay, and that's where you can get your tickets also.
Yeah.
And Paul and I are on first-name basis. Now, Paul Galbraith will be at the Saturday at noon at the Oysterville Church. Fabulous. Thank you so much, Diane. This is very exciting. So you said you're only in charge of this particular one, but are you on for the next few years too? I mean, they're not going to let you go, are you? You're doing such a good job booking this.
I don't know. They might decide they want something different entirely, but, we have a wonderful board, each of whom take on a piece of, whether it's tickets or publicity or memberships, and they run with it. And it's just a fabulous board.
And, of course,
board. It's
all volunteer.
It's all volunteer, and anybody that wants to get involved, we're a wonderful organization. And with your tickets and your sponsorships and memberships, you help support music in the schools, which is really important to us.
Yes, in so many ways. Thank you so much for coming in and for putting on the festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's hear a little bit more of Paul Galbraith, and we'll hear some Mozart, since my next guests are going to be also dealing with Mozart, a little different part of Mozart's history, though. Thanks for being here. It's Coast Community Radio. Thank you. you are listening to Paul Galbraith, and he is playing Mozart's Assai Allegro from Sonata K280 in F. However, I am now going to transition from Mozart to Mozart. Have a listen. Ah, a bit of a difference. Continue to listen to this, but for that, you're going to have to tune into classical music on KMUN, Coast Community Radio, or KCPB, and one of my guests not only tunes into it, but she is one of the programmers on classical music, and that would be Dr. Denise Reed. Hi, Denise.
Hello. How are you, Carol?
Good. And Denise is not here as a programmer today, however. She is here with Dr. Vincent Centeno. Is that how you say it?
You said
okay,
it right.
Okay, all right. I should have checked with you earlier. Who the two of them are the conductors of the two choral groups. Vincent is with the Cascadia Concert Opera from Eugene. And, of course, Denise Reed is with the North Coast Chorale right here in Astoria. And
I play a very minor role in this production.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
It's I wouldn't Vincent's say minor.
It's Don Giovanni.
Don Giovanni, and that's
a big opera. And,
yeah.
Yes, dealing.
She brought us into it, the North Coast Chorale.
And then, the chorale come. And come along.
And now we're in Vincent's hands.
Right.
So we were just... Boy, it's small print, though. Mm-hmm. We were listening to
Batti,
O bel masetto. What is that? What is
Batti? Beat me, beat me.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my
goodness.
Oh, my masetto, sung by his bride-to-be, Zerlina.
She must mean at chess or checkers, of course. Yeah. She doesn't mean, she wouldn't mean physically. We wouldn't allow that here. So, Don Giovanni... I'm not even sure where to start. Let's start before we even get to Don Giovanni, although we're there already. Cascadia Concert Opera.
Yes.
Tell us about
it. Right. It was founded by my wife and a couple of her friends back in 2009 was the first time they put it together. And what it is made up of local singers. That puts on a concert version of opera in English. The main purpose is, one, of course, they love to do opera, sure. But they love to do it and bring it out to people, to different audiences. Mm-hmm. So it's a traveling opera group, and that is why it performs in concert version and in English, so we can attract more audience.
And so you can attract more singers, too.
Most definitely, yes.
Sometimes it's rather challenging to sing in other languages, but it's enjoyable,
true. You know, most of our singers that are professionals have, of course, learned many of these parts in the original Italian.
Absolutely.
So relearning it in English is a challenge.
Isn't that interesting for them to go in that direction?
Yes.
Right, right.
Yes.
So you said your wife started it. Is she also a conductor, or how did
she's a musicologist.
Yes.
Berenice Jones Centeno.
That's your wife, Berenice?
Yes, she is my wife. Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake. This is a small world, isn't
it? World,
I love your wife. She's great.
Oh, I do, too. I love her.
Good. That's even more important.
Yes.
And you're playing Beat Me, Beat Me? Oh, she would not approve, right, Denise? I won't tell. I won't tell. Okay. So she said, but you were already... doing this kind of work? You were already conducting?
Yes, I've been conducting, mostly instrumental and choral, you know. And then when she actually also founded a before coming to Eugene, she did find an opera group in Chicago called Genesis Opera. And she had a different conductor then. Of course, I always came to the rehearsal.
Oh, you mean you were already married?
Yes. Well, we were partners
together.
Then.
Yeah.
We were together then.
I'm getting the whole story out there, folks. You're going to have the backstory. Listen, he'll tell you about Don Giovanni, but hey, we got our own stuff going on here.
Exactly. I wasn't much of a libertine, but yes. So I observed their rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've had a lot of background in opera, but not conducting opera. I mean, my master's thesis was in the Wagner operas, but I enjoyed it, and it's a different ball game to conduct opera.
Absolutely.
And so she asked me to try my arms on it,
right.
So to speak. And so I did. And ever since then, I've really enjoyed opera.
Wow.
And so and lucky for me that they would do productions in English then too. So,
yes.
You know.
Apropos of what you just said, lucky for you, you really enjoyed opera.
Yes.
For anyone who was listening to this station at noon, Fresh Air, Terry Gross started by saying, "I never liked opera. I never thought I would and had any interest in it." And then the Metropolitan Opera taped their live concerts or performances, and it was put into the movie theaters. I went to one, and it was all over. I became a total opera freak.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And she did a whole show interviewing Metropolitan Opera soprano, mezzo, who has been with the professionally and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can check that out online, Fresh Air, with Terry Gross, today's program. It was probably today's Friday, so it might have been a repeat, but you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, wow. How nice, because we have opera coming to town.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get opera here usually, except during the Astoria Music Festival.
Yes.
So this is a real treat.
Right, it is.
Yeah.
And for the price of tickets, it is really a real treat, because I had just told Vincent that I went to Santa Fe and saw three operas, and I came away with $300 out of my pocket. And I wasn't sitting in the first row.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
Yes.
Folks,
so,
this is a bargain by
it
far.
It is, definitely.
And it's going to be quite wonderful. I asked Vincent when we were listening to the music, I said, is our soprano as good as that one? And he said,
definitely.
There you go.
Her name is Sarah Benzinger. She's from Portland, studied at the University of Oregon. Excellent soprano and plays the part of Zerlina quite well. Like I said, it's concert version.
Right.
But they do some acting and representing the character on stage. So,
and our own Di Guidi is also playing.
Yes, playing Leporello.
Leporello,
and,
yes.
You know, that is a character that needs good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And Di Guidi will deliver.
He's the do it. Yes.
He does a lot of theater, too, and fun. And who else is? Are there other
Of course,
soloists?
Yes. And Don Giovanni will be played by Brennan Guillory, who was last year's Fidelio, production of Fidelio.
Okay. Right? Yes, he's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Wow, mm-hmm. Wonderful,
yes,
wonderful.
So mm-hmm. His voice will be booming on Sunday.
I was just going to, I don't think we told people when this is happening.
Right.
This is actually this Sunday. The opera is at 4 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin in Astoria. However, I understand there's going to be a pre-talk by my two guests at 3:30.
Yes.
Correct.
So are you two, are you just going to spit it back and forth or taking questions?
Yeah. And then we'll take questions later.
Okay.
But we're just going to, you know, I like opera. And the main reason I like opera is there's a story. And mm-hmm. the more I know about an opera, the more it comes alive. And I think that's the same for an audience. The more they know about what's going on before they see it, they can really get into it when it really happens. So that's our purpose here, education here, so people will enjoy the opera.
And that, together with what you said earlier, Vincent, makes me want to be sure to tell folks this is all age. Bring the family.
Oh, definitely.
Because, again, just like Terry Gross, and if you don't believe me, listen to what she said. Really, opera. And now, yes, mm-hmm, it's just if you hear it, well done. And English helps when you're first starting.
When
for
you're
sure.
young, yes, it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, this is this Sunday. And it's come early. The tickets are at the door. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. So you'll get your ticket. So come at 3, get your ticket, come in, have a seat, because it's open seating, and relax and be ready to enjoy. So, Vincent, where else do you go? Is it mostly in Oregon that you take the Cascadia
mostly in Oregon,
concert
right.
opera?
Corvallis Band. We'll be going to Florence.
Do you
and
usually
City.
Do you usually partner with a group there or not necessarily?
No, not necessarily. No.
So, yes. See, Denise,
yeah.
we're special.
We're very lucky here in Astoria.
Yes.
Very lucky.
We are because Denise Reed is the leader, the director and conductor of the North Coast Chorale, which, by the way, meets every Tuesday evening at 6:45.
And we're still looking for singers and who would like to join us.
Yes, any voice. Come along and try it out. And it's not audition, but you will discover whether or not you want to be there. Find somebody who sings really well and hang out with them. So, Vincent, did you study music in college or did you start when you were very young?
Oh, I started when I was 6 years old. My mom told me that I walked around the neighborhood listening indoors, listening for piano. And then when I did hear one, I knocked on the door and said, can I take piano lessons? That's what my mom has told me regarding how I got started.
Nice.
And yes, so I started taking lessons starting then, came to America when I was 9.
Where are you from?
From the Philippines.
Okay.
The Philippines, yes.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
You could be from anywhere.
Yeah. And then I pursued it in college. I was a piano performance major, bachelor's degree at DePaul University.
Yes, we're alumni.
Both our alma mater.
Isn't that
exactly.
something?
I know.
Very sweet.
Same.
Question, apropos of that. Were a lot of people playing piano and particularly classical music in the Philippines?
Well,
in Manila,
piano,
perhaps.
Yeah,
is that where you're from?
Yes, Filipinos love music. Especially, we have a rich folk music that has been transcribed to modern notation.
Okay.
So a lot of folk music.
And piano and,
yes,
is a common...
piano
oh, okay.
is almost a common...
Isn't that
sorry to say this, but common furniture in the Philippines, yes. My grandmother,
nice.
My grandmother had a beautiful piano with carvings
nice.
On it.
Nice.
That's where I learned.
Nice.
So, yes.
Very nice. Wow. So you started early. And Denise, did you also wander around the neighborhood knocking on doors?
Well, my mother taught me.
Oh, okay.
She taught me when I was probably 6 or 7. And then when I got to be 10, maybe 12 or 13, she says, well, I can't do anymore. But she was, she went to DePaul also, was working on her degree when I went into high school. And DePaul had a program on Saturday for young people.
Yeah. Oh,
and so for at least a couple of years, I was going on Saturday and I got a piano lesson and theory.
Wow. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you two just meet a few years ago here?
Yes, here.
Okay. Sweet. Mm-hmm. I love it. Great story. Mm-hmm. Okay, folks. Great story on a personal level and very exciting event on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin. You can't miss it. And concerts at 4. The pre-talk is at 3:30. Come early. Find a seat. Have a cookie. Whatever. Cascadia Concert Opera with my guest, Dr. Vincent Centano, and North Coast Chorale with my guest, Dr. Denise Reed, who's going to – are you going to sing with us?
Yes, I'll
Good.
Sing with you this
Good.
Time.
Good. Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for coming in,
Thank
and thanks for coming
us.
To Astoria.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm going to put on a little music that is quite different from what you've been hearing, and that's Jesse Lee Falls, because he's going to be playing at Troll Radio along with Bart Budwig, and also at the it's part of the Northwest Brew Cup Festival, and Jack's here to tell you about it. Have a listen. Thanks for being here, folks, at Coast Community Radio.
I don't need to be remastered digitally. You can fix me with technology. I don't need to be reprogrammed with insanity. I just wanna see clearly again. Somebody told me that there's a universal harmony. Somebody told me that it's a beautiful existence. To be downloaded into the company, I just wanna breathe the air again. Somebody told me there's a universal harmony.
You're listening to Jesse Lee Falls. Jesse Lee Falls used to live here, and he was he played with a few bands. But right now he is here because, as I mentioned, he's going to be on Troll Radio Review. That's 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, as part of the Northwest. What's it called, Jack? That's the most important part of it all.
The Pacific Northwest Brew Cup.
The Pacific Northwest Brew Cup. And this is the, what number?
14 years.
Okay, 14th annual. I think it started down on 12th Street.
Right
with,
on the dock there at the Baked Alaska Dock.
Baked Alaska, because those guys...
they got it started.
They loved music, and who doesn't love all the... oh, boy, we're partying now, folks. Come on out. And so I asked Jack to come in and just tell you a little bit about what's happening this weekend. And you know what, Jack? The sun came out.
Yes, it always does for Brew Cup. There. You know, it looks tough for a while, but so I just quickly I'll tell you some of the highlights.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Good.
So one thing we did this year is we really expanded our cider offerings. We've got ciders from Atlas Cider, from Two Towns, from Nate's, and Wandering Angus. So there's at least four. There might be a fifth one. I'm
now,
just not seeing on my list.
Now, are these hard cider?
These are all hard ciders.
Okay.
And Finn River, they make amazing cider. Finn River cider, a black currant cider that is really spectacular. So we've got a lot of ciders. We have one beer from Groundbreaker that's entirely gluten-free, and they're pouring it out of a very special tap that they keep just gluten-free,
right.
So you know no other
For
beers
purists,
run through
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And it smells really good in here, folks.
Then we've got some
no
other breweries
idea.
That we've added this year, and some of the old same ones that sent some new beers. And then, You know, this festival has turned into as much of a music festival as it is a beer festival. And so today, the Brownsmead Flats finished up at 2:30.
Oh.
Right now, Boomrad is playing. They are a country croon from Seattle, Washington. And then later this evening, an afternoon, we got the Talbot Brothers from Nebraska. Three for Silver. They're from Portland.
Oh, I love them.
Anti-Americana.
I love those guys. Wait, where is all this happening? In case someone's listening,
oh,
going, I want to go there right now.
Down on the waterfront, just east of the old train station.
Okay, which, so that's is that between the
like right behind
the
City
Barbies
Lover.
And
Barbie Center. So just east of the Barbie Center.
Okay, yeah. So it's right in that huge parking lot.
It's right on the
I know where it is. Right behind
the
Barbie's.
The train line there. It's right on the trolley line.
Right. It's 20th, 22nd, somewhere in there. So park your car somewhere.
Yeah, you can
and just
park at
walk
the Maritime Museum
over.
After 5.
Okay.
Or across at the pool. The pool's closed right
there's
now.
So plenty of,
the
there's plenty of spots
stuff.
Around. And then just walk on over. And it's all age.
It's
anyone
all ages. And
go.
It's really free to come in and watch music. Right. If you're going to participate in the sampling, of course, there is and the most important part of this is it's put on by the – can you do this?
ADHDA.
The Astoria Downtown Historic District Association.
Right.
And,
good job.
You want to hear that three times fast? No, you don't.
No.
Anyhow, that's the downtown organization that really organizes all the businesses and the city to work together to keep Astoria's downtown really viable and a fun place to be.
And so, yeah. That's an exciting development because it didn't start out that way, but the ADHDA has become very active.
Yeah, and they sort of took it over
the
as their major fundraiser for
great.
The year. I mean, they do the Jane Barnes as well and a couple other little things, but that's their big one.
So that's today we got the music lineup. What happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
When does the music start?
Yeah, tomorrow it'll start at 11 with Troll Radio
Troll
Review.
Troll Radio
you've been talking
Review.
About that.
That's and live radio in case you're not here.
Yeah, that's
here.
Really fun to watch. And then we've got Kelsey Mousley. She is an R&B songwriting songstress. Jamie Leopold and the Short Stories. They're from Portland. They've been out here a few times. Bart Budwig, he is great.
Oh,
he'll be playing both at Troll and then he'll have his own show.
He's got a brand new album out, too, folks.
Michael Hurley from 4 to 5.
Oh, from Brownsmead.
And it's Michael Hurley and the Croakers. So he's got a band.
Sounds right.
Yes.
Sounds like
Beach Fire is playing. They were just in town a little while ago, I think. Vaudeville Etiquette, they're from Seattle. They are really fun.
They look good in the picture.
And then the Smoky Brights will be closing up tomorrow night.
And how late does it go?
It goes until 10 o'clock tomorrow. And then Sunday, it's from 11 to 4.
So a person
and Hook
could...
and Anchor are closing it on
oh,
Sunday.
Oh, that
so we go right
sweet.
Up to the last
That's
minute.
Luke and Katie yeah. and their folks. And they usually bring the baby, too. So folks can come and go all weekend.
Absolutely.
And if they do want to partake in the beer or the cider, they buy a glass? Is
yeah,
that
you'll
it?
Buy a glass, and then you buy little tokens that go in the glass, and then you get taste per tokens. And it's a collector's glass. It's real glass. It's a really nice thing to have. And
I have mine from past years, but that doesn't work. I have
yeah,
to get a
they
new
have
one.
Yeah, t-shirts and all sorts of stuff like that.
And
too.
Again, it's a benefit for ADHDA, and it's a good time. And with the weather turning out beautiful. I was a little worried this morning. It was pouring rain all night, but that's good.
I was sleeping down there all night. So,
well,
I was
not sleeping. I was listening to the rain thinking, oh, that's too bad, but it's just gorgeous.
Oh, it's going
to
be a great weekend.
Yeah. We've got the combination. Thank you so much, Jack.
Well,
and,
I appreciate the time.
The Pacific Northwest Brew Cup 14th annual. It's on happening right now over on 22nd and the water over by Barbie's right down east from the Maritime Museum. And then if you're not here and you just want to hear a little bit, wait a minute.
Oh, my God. Did we got a whole part of this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh
we got about three people about ready to kill us. all day tomorrow, the whole the music will be broadcast live on your community radio station.
Right
so
here. Right
starting off with
here.
Troll Radio Review at 11. Right through the last show. I think they're going right up to the end.
Wow.
So up until 10 o'clock tomorrow. Todd's going to be running the board.
Okay.
And then in between bands, he'll be playing stuff. And
so
it's really fun.
From anywhere in the world.
You
can listen
in. And we've experimented with this a little bit in the past. But this is, I think, last year, they didn't do it all day. But they did a long section of it.
It's good.
Doing it all day.
Yeah, and it's not that easy, let me tell you. It takes some engineering. So when people say, well, why don't you do this all the time? Hello. Anyway, we're thrilled. Yeah, I'm glad we remember that. Ajax?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's what happens when you don't sleep much. Thank you so much. It's Pacific Northwest Brewery. And whatever else you're doing, you can just stop in there, catch a band, drink something if you like. If you're not a drinker, don't. But come in and support and listen to the music. Take away one of the outrageous T-shirts so you can support this this great area of ours. Okay, I'm going to let Jack go, and I have some music here. Listen to this, folks. And that was live from my next guests. And this would be Wilderness. But you have to know how to spell it if you want to look it up, because it's a creative spelling. It's W-Y-L-D-E-R-N-E-S-S-E. Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys. Where'd that come from?
Well, it's actually we just came up with it like about a month ago. We changed our name.
Had another name, didn't you? Yeah.
Yes. We were going as Firebird Suite, but we changed it to Wilderness because we just felt like it suited our vibe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounded pretty fiery, what you just played. So, but Wilderness is fabulous, too. So either way, my guests are Emma and Micah. Emma, what is your last name?
Guys.
G-I-E-S. G-I-E-S. Pronounced Guys, and Micah Wong?
Yeah.
Is that Wong, how you pronounce your last name? Okay. Mm-hmm. And where'd you guys come from? Where do you live these days?
Well, we're living in Seattle right now, but okay. We do live a bit of an nomadic lifestyle.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
We're from L.A. originally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I wondered because I had read that you were Seattle-based. But you're both young and talented, so nomadic sounds good to me. You know, have instruments, will travel. Mm-hmm. And tonight, is it tonight?
It is tonight.
It is this very night. Micah and Emma, as Wilderness, are going to be, it could be Wilderness too, you know. Wilderness are going to be playing at the Blue Scorcher, which is right on the corner of 15th and Duane, just right around the corner from Coast Community Radio. And what's your timing?
You know, I think the music is going to start around 8. Greg at the Blue Scorcher has been so helpful and awesome to us. And thanks so much, Greg.
Yeah, he's great. He's also a KMUN programmer, you know.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, awesome. Half the town is, you know, so it's good.
Cool. Yeah, and he said that there might be an opening act at 8. We don't know who that's going to be,
well,
but I'm sure they're going
to be. I read something, River Cat.
Okay.
I don't know who that is, but, and it may be River Dog instead, but I did read those words. I thought, well, what the heck. So tell me a little bit about yourselves, because as I mentioned, you are young. Have you been both of you playing music, and who's making up this music? Where is it coming from?
I think that I usually make up like the bare bones of the music, and then we work together to kind of flesh it out and bring it to life. And we do some arrangements and stuff. Tonight we're actually going to be playing some arrangements in the context of this story thing that we're doing. So we're going to be telling a story, and there's going to be music. And
it's like a project doing?
Yes. And tonight will be the first time that we ever perform it. So we're very excited about it.
Yeah. A virgin performance tonight. Have you been on this radio station, by the way?
Oh, no.
Have you been on other radio stations?
We have not. This is
folks, I'm happy to present to you two radio virgins. But Not anymore. My other guests were all experienced radio folks, so I'm glad you're closing up with this new experience. So you, do you both have musical backgrounds that you tell us?
Well, we met in university, actually both as music students.
In L.A.?
In L.A., yeah, at Pitzer College.
Oh, excuse me, very nice. Okay, lovely. Very good school. Yes, and I didn't realize that they had a music department there, so that was...
It's actually at Scripps. Micah's parents are actually both professors there, so...
Yeah, okay. I come from a pretty intense musical background, which is funny because Emma's actually the one who has, like training. I'm pretty untrained.
Yours is osmosis, probably. It just kind of sucked into you from... What kind of music did your parents play?
My parents both play classical music, my mom plays violin, and my dad plays piano, so they're just...
Okay.
You know, and they tried to get me to play classical music when I was, like, a kid, but I think that when I was, like, 12, I heard Jimi Hendrix, like, and it was just, like, it's all over. Like, it's never...
That's it, right. You know, this is funny because earlier I was talking about Terry Gross saying, opera, feh, and then she heard from the Metropolitan when they film... live opera and put it on in movie theaters, and she was blown away. You went just the opposite direction. You had all the classical and you said, Jimi Hendrix, yes. Well, now you're in Seattle, so you know, it's kind of the home of. And what about you, Emma? Did you come from a musical family, or did you just fall in love or what with music?
Yeah, both of my parents were pretty musical. My mom was classically trained. My dad was a fiddle player.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, I just did classical music for a very long time and then kind of wanted to start exploring improvisation and other styles. So.
Well, I liked what you were just doing just now because you were like, I don't know whether you were going into a minor key or what, but you were going into something that was different. And I liked it.
Thank you. That was actually a little cover of Whiskey Bar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kurt Vile.
Show me the way
Doors.
To go home.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Kurt Vile, my man.
Yeah.
The Doors, that's good too.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you've been playing together for how long now?
We've been playing as a duo for about 3 years, but we were playing in a kind of more heavy rock band for 2 years before that.
Oh, I love it. You hear this, folks? She's trained classically. He comes from classic playing rock, and now listen to them. Well, here's the best thing to do is come tonight to the Blue Scorcher, 15th and Commercial, and really listen to them because they will be playing live Wilderness with Micah Wong and Emma Guys, I wrote it phonetically so I get it right. Do you want to play us something? We have like a short piece. Do you sing as well? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have this beautiful looking album here, but I'm going to, we'll play that on another show. Let's have you do something live. Sure.
Right. You want to sing the ballad?
Yeah.
We're staring at our reflections the way we did in high school. The summer nights were sleepless. Our beauty is our weakness. But now the weather changes. We try to recreate it. The glory of that first kiss. The way we felt so worthless. Now, something's wrong, something's changed. You don't look any different, but you're not the same. It's all gone. On the weekends, with nothing to believe in, congestion.
on the freeways. I listen to your breathing. But now the weather changes. I try to catch the feeling. I think about the ocean. We're staring at the sea. Silence you made, I keep telling myself that I won't be afraid anymore. My love.
I've asked Wilderness, that's Micah and Emma, to give us a little bit of music. And I'll give you a little bit about what else is happening this weekend. Again, they're going to be at the Scorcher tonight. Come on over, 8 o'clock. Have a listen. They sound gorgeous. Tonight opens at the Coaster Theater, Bell Book and Candle. It's Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Also at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, Estelle Oliveras and J.L. Gillikin are going to be giving demos in Tango, a night of tango at Carruthers. That's right across from the Liberty Theater with Christos' fabulous paintings to surround you. Boy and Bean are at the Adrift tonight and Saturday night at 9 and Sunday at 8. And they're also at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center at 6 o'clock tomorrow. And then on the Brew Cup, you heard about, it's happening. And right now is going on until 5 o'clock at the Columbia River Maritime Museum. And Oban are doing an opening for A Peaceful Return, the story of the Yosagaki Hinomaru. It's the Japanese flags. It's a beautiful exhibit. I've seen it. Harawako Nights is tonight. It's the last one of the summer from 5 to 7. Don Nisbet. Gallery is having a benefit for parks and recreation. He created new art for it. And Artport is happening. And the Shoalwater with Marie Powell. It's going to be a lot of art over there in Ilwaco on the port. Tomorrow they have their market from 10 to 4. And you can check out the galleries then. Tomorrow again is Troll Radio. And here's something special. There is a ZZ Top Texas Tribute Band happening tomorrow night at 8 p.m. It's 21 and over at the Astoria Events Center. And it's very special. Music, 8 p.m. And they're also going to have a bunch of fantastic things, signed items for auction. And it's a benefit for the Clatsop County Lunch Buddy Mentoring Program. A signed ZZ Top album, poster, a picture of Billy Gibbons, Drumhead by Mick Fleetwood, hello, and two tickets for Bill Gibbons with Meet and Greet, December 11th in Portland. So check that out tomorrow night at the Astoria Events Center. Clatsop Coalition Grant Workshop is tomorrow, 11 to noon, at South County. And let's see, Cardam Recycling Trash On is tomorrow night, the big party at North County Recreation District in Nehalem with the Dump Divas, music and everything. Harvest Days, also vendor fair tomorrow in Kathlamet. Sunday, Don Giovanni at 4, and Sunday Afternoon Live in Raymond, Washington with Presidio Brass.